99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Camfield.
Happy Friday! Ian Camfield here, getting you ready for the long weekend on 99.5 The Mountain. I got to tell you, the most wonderful thing happened to me yesterday. I went to my mailbox, as I do most days, and inside, I found a check for a class action lawsuit relating to Avis, the car people, for $11.51. Now, I hear stories about people who make a big effort to get payouts in these class action situations. And, you know, if they're lucky, they get about $5. I don't remember ever using Avis. I was trying to think back to the last time I actually used a rental car in the States. And I think it might be when I moved here, which was 10 years ago. But just as a little, oh, that's nice. Because, you know, you don't get many of those today, do you? A little, that's nice kind of feeling. It was tremendous. So I wish all of the Mountain listeners today the luck of winning something in a class action lawsuit this long weekend. I mean, admittedly, $11.51 in today's economy is probably a latte, but still. It's time for a Friday edition of I've Got Gossip on the Mountain. Harry Styles lost his virginity to Radiohead. To be honest, this isn't so much gossip because he just came out and said it. And he said it last night at the Ivor Novello Awards, which is a very posh event in London where Tom York, the singer from Radiohead, was receiving an award. And I guess no one saw this coming. Harry Styles was the guy who appeared on stage to give Tom York the Academy Fellowship Award. See, even the names of the awards sound posh. And he gave this very good speech, during which he said that he lost his virginity to a talk show host. I mean, arguably, a Radiohead deep cut. Who knew? See, I think of Harry Styles as still the guy that was in One Direction that's been the most successful solo one. But, you know, pop guy from a boy band. But, you know, he's talking with great knowledge about Radiohead. It makes me think he must have been so upset when Noel Gallagher said of Harry Styles that Noel's cat could write better songs. A bit later this morning, we'll take a look at Stephen Colbert's final show, because it happened last night. There'll be spoilers, but first, we have to take a look at what happened the evening prior on Jimmy Kimmel's show, because you know all of the rest of the late night's hosts were taking yesterday off. They were just going to run reruns in honour of Stephen Colbert finishing. So the night before Colbert's final show, Jimmy Kimmel had a new show where he urged everyone to turn off CBS after Colbert ends. He said, we should all watch the final Colbert show and then don't ever watch CBS again. I think he might be slightly missing the point in so much as Colbert got cancelled because people weren't watching anyway. But that aside, if you are a Colbert fan and you're very upset about the cancellation, are you upset enough that you would boycott CBS for the rest of time? Because that would mean boycotting all of their affiliates, and that includes Paramount. Could you live a life with no more Landman or Tulsa King or Mobland? You'd never even get to see what Frisco King with Samuel L. Jackson was about, because that's not on yet. If you gave up CBS, you wouldn't be able to watch any more of the reboot of Matlock. Okay, maybe only I care about that. Jeff Bezos was on CNBC this week talking money. He proposed completely eliminating federal income taxes for the bottom 50% of US earners. Interestingly, he didn't want to pay more tax himself. But his example was, if you're a nurse in Queens making 75 grand, you shouldn't be paying $1,000 a month to the government in taxes. And it gets you thinking about people who do amazing work to benefit others, but don't get paid well for it. Nurses would be a prime example. Teachers as well. I mean, I commend what they do for a living. Because if I was them, I would be in that line of work considering, could I make more money from OnlyFans? I mean, I consider myself to be quite ugly, but then I'd also think, well, what about my feet? People pay a lot of money for feet porn, don't they? Have we discussed Mike D getting back in business, back in the music business specifically? He released a new song, which by my reckoning is the first new music from a Beastie Boy in 15 years. He's got shows in the UK and Europe and a new website. So I think there's a lot more coming from Mike D in the future. Hello, Ian Canfield here on 99.5 The Mountain. There is a new traveling true crime pop-up experience coming to Denver. It's called the Serial Killer Speakeasy. And basically, they've got a bunch of drinks that are named after people like Ted Bundy and John Wayne Gacy. And as it's an all-immersive experience, they've got actors who are playing the roles of the serial killers, if this sounds like a fun night out for you. Are they going to get actors that are way better looking than the serial killers were in real life, like on the telly? You know, when Zac Efron played Ted Bundy, or did you see Charlie Hunnam playing Ed Gein on Netflix a few months ago? That kind of thing. Because I'll tell you this, America is very good at glamming things up, even serial killers. Because comparatively, I once did a Jack the Ripper tour in London, and there wasn't one good-looking person on it. Stephen Colbert ended on The Late Show yesterday. I haven't actually watched it yet. I will do so later. But his final guest was Paul McCartney, which is a very impressive get for your final show, right? Although, did McCartney sound as bad as he did on SNL? Sorry, I should have warned you. I was going to say something controversial. But here's the thing. Apparently, Stephen Colbert's Late Show ended its run inside a snow globe. Now, if you listen to The Mountain regularly, you've probably heard me refer to Craig Ferguson and how I believe his final Late Late Show, which you can watch on YouTube, was one of the greatest series finales ever. The end of that show was just amazing. And that also finished in a snow globe. I think in Colbert's case, he's making a reference to the end of St. Elsewhere. If you go to YouTube and you watch Craig Ferguson's series finale, it's very much a nod to the end of The Sopranos. But hey, Stephen Colbert, did you copy Craig Ferguson? Because I think I've seen this ending about a decade ago. I think that'll just about do it. Thank you for starting your days with The Mountain this week. Don't make too much effort today and enjoy a three-day weekend. I'm Ian Canfield. I'll be back with you Tuesday morning from 6. Going to have Rod Stewart tickets up for grabs on the show all next week. Enjoy the long weekend.